This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, I hope you had a great Thanksgiving, everyone. War is back in the house. And it was a great Thanksgiving for me. I needed to get away for a few days and clear my head after nonstop day and night, 3 hours a day on the radio and hours each day, 12, 15 hours a day in business. I needed those few days off. I needed them badly. But glad we're back. Glad to be back with you. Always miss being on the air with my friends and fans. And glad that I live in Las Vegas, where it's warm and sunny and beautiful compared to the rest of the country that is in commuter hell and storm hell. Planes, trains, and automobiles are in hell. Commuters are crushed as a huge winter storm slams the Northeast. My old home in New York. I have a tendency to forget this stuff. You know, when you live in Vegas, the sun is out. It's sunny. It's relatively warm, around 55, 60 degrees today. And I called back to New York to speak to Newsmax TV, and they're like, everybody's leaving. We're in the middle of a blizzard. And I'm like, what? You tend to forget this stuff, especially this early in the year. I don't remember blizzards when I was a kid. You know, it must be climate change. It must be global warming. The fact there are now blizzards around Thanksgiving, and there never were when I was a kid. The fact that there's snow and bitter cold earlier than there's ever been must be global warming, right? No, it must be global cooling. No, it must be climate change. Let's come up with a new name every day. But for all of you from Philadelphia to New York City and Boston, it is a living hell, and we wish you well. Be careful out there. The evening commute, a nightmare. Heavy snowfall in eastern Pennsylvania, New Jersey, New York City, southern New England. Throughout the workday, rain and snow showers will switch to snow. Could see about 3 inches in New York, 4 to 6 in Boston. And so it's a mess out there, and we wish you well. All my Connecticut fans in Hartford and WJJF and throughout the state of Connecticut, be careful. All my fans in Suffolk County, Long Island, New York, be careful out there. All right, what are some of the big news stories of the day? Lots of them. Lots of them. I want to start with the United Nations, because this is such a great example of the fact that we are scammed every day. I read you the story last week about Reuters, how they had a pullout. It shows most people want impeachment. Americans want impeachment. Then I showed you the poll was completely fraud. They oversampled Democrats. They talked to not registered voters, not likely voters. Just anybody who answered the phone is over the age of 18. And they probably figure that out by just asking you, are you over the age of 18? So if you answer the phone to your 15-year-old kid, you go, yes. So we now know the 15-year-olds don't like Trump and want to see him impeached. Wow, that's impressive. Total fraud by Reuters. Now I'm going to tell you about more fraud. The media pulls the UN report after finding record-high child detentions took place under Barack Obama, not Trump. So the United Nations, I mentioned this last week, by the way, before Thanksgiving. It's not new news, but it's important enough to mention again. It's in the headlines now after Thanksgiving. The United Nations published a report that found a record-high number of alien child detentions took place under Obama, not President Trump. But you missed the report. Why? Because the liberal media pulled news of the report since it confirmed President Trump wasn't the one who had record-high detentions. I mentioned this before Thanksgiving, when they found out they were wrong. And the UN report talked about record detentions in the United States of children. And the media started to run with it and blame Trump. But then it turned out, oops, it was 2015. So Obama was president of the United States, not Trump. The media pulled, UN pulled the report, and the media blacked it out. It was never mentioned again. This is the biggest scam I've ever seen in my entire life. It's amazing. How could you be that outward of a scam? It's beyond belief. Hard to believe. Other big news of the day. Don't forget the deadbeat dad, that is Hunter Biden, blows off a court hearing over child support as his lawyer quits. Here's a guy that was making, was it, $82,000 a month? Doesn't speak Ukrainian, doesn't know anything about Ukraine, has barely ever been to Ukraine, knows nothing about the energy business, but they pay him $82,000 a month to be on the board of a Ukrainian energy company, and he has no money for child support. Deadbeat dad, Hunter Biden. And don't forget, that's while he has a new child. Well, that's part of that child, I guess. Deadbeat dad, Hunter Biden, blew off a court hearing in Arkansas, yeah. On Monday, over child support payments to his new baby mama, London Roberts, who, don't forget, was a stripper at a Washington, D.C. strip club that he frequented, where he was said to do crack cocaine. And I'm sure he screwed every stripper slash hooker in the entire strip club. So he had a child with 28-year-old London Roberts after meeting her at a D.C. strip joint. And she is not being compliant. She's demanding a hefty child support payment. That makes Hunter very upset. She's demanding Biden pay $11,000 in legal fees in addition to child support. And she's refusing to agree to his terms. And Dustin McDaniel, an attorney for Hunter Biden, abruptly quit today in the Batesville, Arkansas courtroom. London Roberts appeared in court with her father by her side. Judge Don McSpadden demanded 3 years of Hunter's tax returns in order for him to reach a decision on child support payments. Now, you know, he's freaking out. Because you imagine what the tax returns show? You thought, oh, Trump's tax returns are important? I want to see Biden's son's tax returns. I want to see Biden's tax returns. I want to see Biden's wife's tax returns. I want to see everybody in Biden's life's tax returns. So the lawyer withdrew from the case. I wonder why. London Roberts, 28, the woman who claims the son of the former VP father and child, sitting in the front row of the spectators' gallery wearing 3-inch black heels. Interesting if somebody would include that in the report. That's kind of silly. There's nothing wrong with a woman wearing heels. Nothing wrong with a good-looking woman wearing heels, although, you know, she comes from a strip club, so she's used to wearing heels. I get it. I don't think that's part of the story. I don't know why they put that in there. But Judge McSpadden also ordered Biden's team to provide Roberts with a valid address and phone number for him so papers can be properly served. The judge made it clear to all sides he did not want anyone discussing the case in public. The child is more important than anyone else in this case. Hunter Biden is demanding his financial records are kept secret in this ongoing child support lawsuit. This guy's got more problems than anyone I've ever seen in my life. He lives in a soap opera. Wow. One American News reporter, Jack, I guess you pronounce it Posobiec, summed it up perfectly. Hunter Biden is an absolute monster for abandoning his baby and refusing to pay child support to the mother. And Joe just sits there like a chump and won't even stand up for his own grandchild, some leader. This guy is trash. Other news today, there was a big article out in some liberal publication painting Lisa Page as such a wonderful woman and Donald Trump is so terrible. And Trump blasted back today. President Trump blasted former FBI lawyer Lisa Page, who was in on the coup that she'd go to jail for the rest of her life or be given the death penalty for treason. I mean, it all depends. My guess is I heard she was cooperating, so maybe she should get nothing. But there's going to be some people who need to pay big time. You know, throughout the history of America, if you participate in a coup, you get the death penalty. Now, I'm not recommending the death penalty. I'm just telling you, the penalty for treason and participating in a coup is, in fact, the harshest penalty there is in the American Criminal Code. So Lisa Page acted like a little victim, even though she was central to the coup. She talked about being crushed and how innocent she is. She was the one who talked about Peter's insurance policy, just in case Hillary loses. And then the lover's text messages were scrubbed after he left the Mueller campaign. And Trump asked, "Where are they, Lisa?" Actually, here's Trump's tweet. When Lisa Page, the lover of Peter Strzok, talks about being crushed and how innocent she is, ask her to read Peter's insurance policy text written to her just in case Hillary loses. Also, why were the lover's text messages scrubbed after he left Mueller? Where are they, Lisa? I mean, there's no other place but America and no other moment in time than Trump in the White House where this could ever go on. You know, this is the way most people think, but only Trump puts it in writing. In any case, she is just a bad person, and I think she's in the middle of a terrible, terrible thing. I think she's going to go to jail for a long, long time. And she sat around blaming President Trump because the FBI and the Justice Department participated in a coup against President Trump and tried to frame him. in what is believed to be the most damning text exchange between the FBI lovebirds was a discussion about an insurance policy to keep Trump out of office. I want to believe the path you threw out for consideration in Andy's office, and that, of course, means Andrew McCabe, who I've written about for years now, is the biggest loser in the world, the number two man at the FBI, basically someone bought and paid for by Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama and the Democratic Party and the DNC. I want to believe the path you threw out for consideration in Andy's office, that there's no way Trump gets elected, but I'm afraid we can't take that risk. Strzok text messages to Page in an exchange referring to Andrew McCabe. It's like an insurance policy in the unlikely event you die before you're 40. Other profanity-laced text messages between Strzok and Page showed their contempt for Donald Trump. She resigned from the FBI in May of 2018. Recall in December of 18, the Office of the Inspector General released its partially redacted report describing its investigation into the recovery of text messages from Strzok and Page. According to the IG report, the text messages were sent between Lisa Page and Strzok about the Mueller probe were lost because their phones are conveniently reset to factory settings by someone in the DOJ. In other words, Mueller's team obstructed justice when they deleted text messages and scrubbed the phones of people that worked for the Mueller witch hunt. And by the way, the NSA has every phone call and every text and every message and every email in the history of this country for the last 10 years or more. So nothing is gone forever. Hillary's emails aren't gone. And these emails aren't gone, or these texts aren't gone. And just to give you a taste of what we're up against, Ilhan Omar flashes back to reading Islamic prayer in a Catholic church over the Thanksgiving weekend. I'll get to that when we get back. Can you imagine? She was in a Catholic church in Washington, D.C., and quoting Islam and praying to Islam. And Elizabeth Warren had some interesting things to say about the Electoral College. Wait till you hear that. And wait till you hear the insanity of Mayor Pete. He's supposed to be the moderate one. There's nothing moderate about him. Hi, everyone. Wayne Alarouche. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on Earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down. 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered. 800-289-2646 or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Why spend more than you have to on your life insurance? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Did you know that life insurance rates have fallen 60% over the past 25 years? Even if you already own life insurance, you should check out the folks at AccuQuote. Since 1986, they've helped millions of people save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. Want some examples? Here's this one. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 worth of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. 20 or 30-year terms, even permanent plans are also available. And if you're on medications or have health problems, the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find an affordable policy. Nobody does it better than AccuQuote. Call 877-437-5912 right now. That's 877-437-5912. 877-437-5912. Life insurance. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow premium pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special and use my promo code USA.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new plan finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits.
Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new plan finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, I propose a trade. Hong Kong for California. How about you? In California, they hate us, they hate Trump, they love illegal aliens, they can't stand America, the flag, the national anthem, the Constitution. They want to kneel for the flag. They hate this country and they want to open borders in Hong Kong. Supporters march to the U.S. Embassy carrying U.S. flags, an American eagle and Trump posters showing Trump as Rocky, as Sylvester Stallone in the movie Rocky. I want to trade Hong Kong for California. I think it's a perfect trade. Wayne Allen Root, welcome to Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as War, Raw and Unfiltered. USA Radio, Newsmax TV, reaching coast to coast, sea to shining sea. I'm your relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, always Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, in the world-famous war rooms deep inside Wayne Manor in the country I call Trump land. So let's talk about the show for a minute, kind of a station identification. I have to make sure you know this show comes to you from my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET. Owned and operated by the great Edward Stoltz, who gave me my shot in radio. Thank you, Ed. Always got to start the show by thanking him. Thank the people that got you here. Thank you, God. Thank you, Ed Stoltz. Thank you, Mom and Dad. And stations all over this great country, blessed by God, and syndicated by USA Radio and the great Fred Weinberg, who gave me my first shot in national syndication. That's why the show is dedicated to Ed and Fred. The sponsor of the show is RootWall.com. Main title sponsor of the show. We're in the Root Wall studio. RootWall.com. Time to take a stand. We either build the wall with Mexico or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll-free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to RootWall.com. Everything's at RootWall.com. The videos, the explanations, the columns, the distribution of funds, it's all there. We will build this wall together. Rootwall.com. And then, of course, I got to give the disclaimer required by FEC. Root for the Wall PAC paid for is responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Rootwall.com. Most caller-friendly show in America. Love to take your calls. Let us know what you think over Thanksgiving. What happened over the holiday? Anything interesting? 833-WAR-TALK. Want to talk about it? Right here with Wayne Root. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-927-8255. You can always email me, WayneRoot@gmail.com. I'll tell you some things I saw happen over the holiday. Mark Ruffalo is worth $30 million. Famous actor. He's got $6 million for his latest film. And he calls for economic revolution because capitalism is killing us. He bashes capitalism on social media. Actor Mark Ruffalo shared a tweet asking Americans for an economic revolution to end capitalism. He's in the movie The Avengers Endgame and Dark Waters. It's time for an economic revolution. Capitalism is failing us, killing us, robbing from our children's future. Can you imagine how mentally ill actors are in Hollywood? Can you even imagine? He made $6 million for his role in Avengers. He's worth an estimated $30 million. And he loves Bernie Sanders. He loved him in 16. He still loves him. The ensuing years from 16 to now have only strengthened his support for Sanders. And he calls for socialism. He says Democrat socialism says it's a moral wrong that 57% of income is going to the top 1%. We need universal health care, medical, and paid family leave. I don't know how to explain this to him, but right now, this second, in Venezuela, people are eating zebras in the zoo. Right now, this second, they have no gas, even though it's one of the most gas-rich, oil-rich countries in the world. Right now, at this second, they're drinking sewage. Right now, at this second, they have no toilet paper. There were reports over the weekend that college students are starving to death. They are dying from starvation while at college in Venezuela. And I've seen reports that pretty much every woman under the age of 30 in Venezuela is a prostitute now because there's no other way to make a living to help your family survive. The entire country has no money. Picture everybody being as broke as the homeless people. Homeless bums on the worst streets of your city. Everybody's a homeless bum in Venezuela. That's what socialism brings you. Misery. And Rob Reiner says we're all white supremacists. All the white evangelicals are white supremacists who've made a pact with Putin to defend Trump from impeachment. Sick, sick people in Hollywood. Mentally ill. No, I'm not a white extremist. No, I'm white, not a white supremacist. I love America. Yes, I am white. My skin's white. I'm looking at it around. Amazing. I went to bed black last night and woke up white. In between, I was probably Hispanic for a couple hours. Maybe an Indian. You're insane, you people. No, we're not white supremacists. We just want a better economy. Obama was leading us down the road to Venezuela. Now we're doing great again. That's it.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. House Republicans are releasing a 110-page report summarizing their findings from the impeachment inquiry into President Trump. In the report, Republicans accuse Democrats of conducting an orchestrated campaign to upend our political system. The report is a supplement to the Democrats' report, which members should be receiving shortly, as the hearing is set to begin on Wednesday in the House Judiciary Committee. As far as the mood on Capitol Hill from Republicans, Republican Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana tells NBC's Meet the Press,
"Rounds one and two by Speaker Pelosi and Chairman Schiff are as rigged as a carnival ring toss."
In financial news, your final numbers on Wall Street, the Dow lost 268 points to finish Monday at 27,783. This is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new plan finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new plan finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety. Because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow Premium Pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special and use my promo code.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Hey,
roots, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, my fan Dennis, who listens to this radio show every day, sent an email. I was just talking about trading Hong Kong for California. I think it's a very fair trade. And he says, I like the Hong Kong for California trade concept. Throw in Macau and you've got a deal. Thank you, Dennis. Funny line. I like it. Hong Kong and Macau for California. Oh, we'd win that one. California, China would never go for that deal. All right, before I get to my guest, let me mention Liberty HealthShare, because Liberty HealthShare has been the sponsor of the show for about 4 years now. If you're among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care, I'm happy to inform you there is a solution. That solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. It starts at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. There are no windows, but we are in the window period right now where everybody's allowed to join anything new they want. So a lot of people are in the, you know, in the window where they look. But there are no windows with Liberty HealthShare because Christian Health Sharing has an exemption with Obamacare. So there's no windows, no limit enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. I'm a member, my kids are members, and I've saved $18,000 a year for 4 years, starting in about 4 weeks. A month from now, I'll be $72,000 in savings. Just amazing. Amazing. They've taken great care of me, great care of my kids. 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or lightyourliberty.com. Lightyourliberty.com. We got our guest here, Fran Coombs, managing editor for Rasmussen Reports. The website is, of course, RasmussenReports.com. I go there virtually every day to see the presidential tracking poll. So let's talk about it, and let's talk about a new poll they've got out about young voters interested in socialism. Fran, welcome back to the show. Wayne Root, how are you?
I'm fine, Wayne. How you doing?
I'm doing great. So the tracking poll today showed about 46% approval for the president. And on this date of Obama's first term, he was at 43, so 3 points ahead of Obama, as usual, always seems like, no matter what day I pick, Trump is tracking ahead of Obama, something you'd never believe if you listen to the mainstream media.
No, so very true, very true. I mean, these are his numbers, as you know, run as high as 50%, too, shortly after the impeachment hearings started. It was interesting that he kind of surged up there for 3 or 4 days after the hearings.
And then, you know what's funny? Then he went down again to 46. So if I'm Trump, I keep asking for more impeachment hearings because the more Democrats talk, the better it is for Trump, better than when he talks. So he should just shut up and let the Democrats talk all day long, right?
Yeah, I think so. Well, I think what it does is, you know, the hearings kind of woke the independents up, and who at this point are not paying too much attention. And they kind of thought, hey, this is crazy. You know, I mean, the economy's doing great. Everything's going great. Why in the heck should I buy into this impeachment thing?
So I know I can't have it both ways. So if I always believe that the right poll is Rasmussen, which I do, I argue on this show that all the other pollsters, you know, almost every single one of them polls registered voters or not even registered voters, and you poll likely voters, and that's why you're so much more accurate, I believe, and I believe in you, than any other poll. So I can't have it both ways. So when you poll likely Democrat voters and you come up with the fact that Biden is way ahead, I can't argue with it, but I just don't believe in my gut he's ever going to get the nomination. So I'm a little surprised, but I guess there's no other choice, Fran. I mean, who else are you going to vote for if you're a Democrat? You can't vote for Bernie Sanders. He's an insane communist madman. You can't vote for Elizabeth Warren. She's an insane communist madwoman. So there is no one else, I guess. By default, Biden is the big leader in your most recent poll, right?
Right. Well, he's consistently been ahead of the pack. And, of course, a lot of that's name recognition at this part, early part of the game. But he, you know, he hasn't been able to get past 39% among likely Democratic voters. I mean, he's definitely hit a ceiling, and he just can't move beyond that. But the second place people, like you mentioned, the two crazies, Sanders and Warren, you know, they both get in like the mid-teens. In fact, they've tracked down three or four points. in our latest survey. And Mayor
way behind Biden.
Yeah, way behind. And they've been consistently way behind Biden. Of course, now this is nationally. I mean, obviously, your listeners hear polls from Iowa and other places.
New Hampshire.
But this is nationally. And I think it's name recognition and people looking at it. And obviously, you know, the field's wide open, Wayne, because, I mean, why did Bloomberg jump in? Why did Deval Patrick jump in? I mean, these people sense that, you know, there's nothing happening here.
Yeah, I mean, Biden to me is a car that looks shiny but has no way of getting to the finish line and everybody knows it. He's never going to get there. I mean, when you see over the weekend, Fran Coombs, what he said about being a lifeguard and his legs are hairy and the hair turns blonde and little kids used to hug his legs underwater and play with his hairs. That's one of the weirdest things I've ever heard in my entire life.
Actually, you know, Wayne, my wife is from Delaware. She remembers when Joe was a lifeguard at their pool, but she doesn't remember the hairy legs incident by any means.
No, or kids hanging on to the hairy legs. They're, like, sucking on his hair, according to him. It's the weirdest thing.
No,
I've never heard anything like this.
Now, Biden is a, you know, he's, look, I mean, I covered Biden as a senator when I was a reporter before I got into the polling industry. And, you know, Biden basically is a nice guy, but he is not the sharpest pencil in the box. And when you couple that with the fact that he's getting older, you know, I mean, you see what you get. I mean, this guy's a gaff a day.
Well, he always said dumb things, always. And that's
yeah,
why
always. Oh, yes, he's always
yeah, and the other times he ran for president, he never got out of the box. Same thing. He looked good, and he never got out of the box. But it's clear to me, this is just my opinion, Fran, so you don't have to agree with it, but I think he's got senility. There's senility there. He's getting senile. He's saying things. He looks like a mixed-up, confused man in the debates. He looks mixed-up and confused when he's giving his speeches. He can't be president of the United States. He doesn't remember where he left his teeth. No good.
Yeah, no, I think it shows you, you know, the Democrats are so caught up in Trump derangement syndrome that it's, you know, they figure like anybody that runs can beat Trump, but now they're finding out that these characters that they've got running, you know, can't beat anything.
Right, because the more they talk, just like the more they talk, the more Trump goes up in your polls. The more they talk, the more they go down in your polls. Because, you know, when you hear an Elizabeth Warren say something to the effect of her number one priority is transgenders at the border, and you just go, what? Transgenders at the border are more important than anything else, and we're going to spend millions of dollars to make them first in line because she's afraid they're being sexually raped, I guess, at the border, and so you got to let transgenders in first even though they're illegal? This is some weird stuff, Fran.
Yeah, well, their party is, I mean, face it, Wayne, I don't have to tell you this, their party is the captive of a zillion special interests, loudmouth special interest groups. I mean, there was a guy who last year, one of their gubernatorial candidates, I want to say up in Wisconsin, warned the party against that, hey, look, we got to get over this victimology thing. And this guy just got buried by his fellow Democrats. But, I mean, this stuff is idiocy.
Very strange stuff. I mean, the good news is I found out over the weekend again. This is the third time I've heard it from the owner of our network. But Trump had a conversation, the President of the United States, with Chris Ruddy of Newsmax. And Trump says he tries to watch my show every night. So, you know, my TV portion of the show, which is the last hour, which is 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 Pacific, Trump literally says he watches my show all the time and mentioned to Chris Ruddy, the owner of Newsmax, that he saw Chris's interview with me last week. And Chris said, where did you see it? And he said, Wayne's show. I watched the whole hour. And so I think it's interesting because I talk about how insane Democrats are every hour. And Trump is watching, so hopefully he's getting some good material from me. Let's talk about socialism here, because talk about crazy Democrats. You did polling with young voters. Are they young Democrats or just young voters of any persuasion?
Well, what we did is we did likely voters, and then, of course, we broke out of that. The demographics for, say, Democrats, you know, we always break into three age groups, 40 and under, for basically 40 to 64, and then seniors.
And what did you find for each group of socialism? What was the big takeaway?
So, you know, the takeaway, of course, was, but no surprise probably, is that 42% of voters under 40 said, hey, yeah, I'd vote for a socialist. Sounds great. Of course, that, you know, obviously, you know, that's 2-1 more than middle-aged and senior voters. And the same thing with Democrats, pretty much the same number. You saw 41% of Democrats said, heck yeah, you know, I'd be happy to vote for a socialist candidate. And, you know, again, it was in the teens.
But, you know,
Independents and Republicans.
I'm a glass half full kind of guy, so I don't think this is a negative poll. I think it's actually positive because even though the kids are all for socialism, the overall number was really good news. 69% of likely voters prefer a free market economic system over socialism. I think that's a pretty big number. I think we're still in good shape.
Yeah, well, I don't know, 69, Wayne.
I'd love it to be 99, think, but where you get Democrats.
Yeah, but I mean, what I love is we did a socialism survey earlier this year, okay, and we said basically, you know, do you think, we gave them two options. We said, hey, is socialism basically an economic system that's proven that it, you know, it's a disaster, without in the words we used, or do you think it hadn't had a fair chance? And 44% of Democrats said, no, socialism hasn't had a fair chance yet. Read a history book, anybody?
They're drinking sewage in Venezuela. They're eating zebras at the zoo. And these people think we got to try it out in America. Good luck, you know?
Yeah,
scary.
Well, it says a lot to me about their college education in America.
Oh, no question. They're all being brainwashed. There's no question. The professors are all outright communists. But in Venezuela, I doubt the liberal professors make $400,000 a year like Elizabeth Warren. So I think they're much better off here, right? The Democrats are much better off being college professors in America preaching communism than in a communist country preaching communism. Thank God. Hey, young Fran, we appreciate you coming on the show. Managing editor for Rasmussen Reports. The address is RasmussenReports.com. And, of course, you can find the daily presidential tracking poll there every day. I try and look it up every day before I start my show. It is important reading for Wayne Allyn Root. Fran, thank you for coming on the show.
I always enjoy it, Wayne. Take care.
God bless. Happy holidays. We'll be right back, folks. Lots to tell you about. Crime isn't a crime anymore in New York. We'll tell you when we get back. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because war sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868 or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Hello, this is Wayne Allyn Root, conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president of my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll-free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Rootwall.com.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits.
Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? Well, right now is the only time of year you can do anything about it. So make the switch to Liberty HealthShare. As a health care sharing ministry, they're not insurance. So you could pick your program, choose your own doctors and hospitals, and choose when you sign up. They have programs for singles, couples, and families, all with no contracts, starting at only $199 per month. I join. I'm a member. My children are members. Go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Raw and unfiltered.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, so Wayne Allyn Root, otherwise known as War. The show is Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered. We appreciate it. You are listening to the show and watching us on Newsmax TV, and I want to remind you that starting in about an hour and 8 minutes or so at 5 o'clock, West Coast time, 8 o'clock East, we're on Newsmax TV. The show becomes a TV show. I put on my suit and my tie, and we're on national. The cameras come on, the lights come on, and the radio show becomes a national TV show. Channel 96 on Cox Cable, 6.2 million Cox Cable viewers now have access to our show, now get it in their homes, 6.2 million in Las Vegas and Phoenix and San Diego, among many others. Number three biggest cable system in the United States of America, and they picked up Newsmax TV, so they all get the Wayne Allyn Root Show at 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 Pacific. Newsmax TV, of course, we're also on DirecTV and Dish TV and many other cable systems around the country, including Comcast. And you should tune in. And if you don't get us on cable, call 844-500-6397, 844-500-6397, and Newsmax will connect you to a toll-free number and will connect you instantly to your cable system where you can complain vociferously. There's the word of the day, as Bill O'Reilly would say, vociferously, strongly, and let them know that you want Newsmax TV or you have other choices like DirecTV and Dish TV, and you'll leave. So the latest news is out. Trump committed no quid pro quo, no bribery, no extortion, no abuse of power. House Republicans find this. Expanding on the staff memo issued before the farce of the public impeachment hearings, Axios is now reporting Republicans on the House committee investigating the Ukraine controversy have concluded in a 100-plus page rebuttal report, President Trump committed nothing. Rather, the president made entirely prudent decisions driven by reasonable skepticism about corruption in the country. The report to be released to Congress as soon as this evening will reportedly provide the basis for Republicans' rejection of Democrats' anticipated articles of impeachment against the president for the remainder of the House proceedings. The Hill reports a drafted document echoes the president's own arguments in his defense, with Republicans refusing to admit any wrongdoing. Of course not, because there was no wrongdoing. Understood in this proper context, the president's initial hesitation to meet with Zelensky or to provide U.S. taxpayer-funded security assistance to Ukraine without thoughtful review is entirely prudent. The Democrats' impeachment inquiry is not the organic outgrowth of serious misconduct, they write. It is an orchestrated campaign to upend our political system. In other words, it's a coup. They should have said that. Democrats in the House of Representatives have been working to impeach President Trump since his election. So I think that's great. House GOP reports no evidence for Trump impeachment and warns of dangerous precedent. Meanwhile, Tom Fitton, my old friend from, what is Tom Fitton from? Judicial Watch, right? Judicial Watch, I think that's the name, right? Yeah, Judicial Watch. He reports that the FBI has uncovered even more Clinton emails. Government malfeasance in the Clinton email scandal is seemingly never ending. The State Department just confessed to a court the FBI found more Clinton emails that were turned over to state for review. In the November 15, 2019 filing, meaning just a week and a half ago, the State Department informed the court that the FBI located additional Clinton emails that had not been previously released. The FBI filed this court-ordered joint status report in response to a Judicial Watch Freedom of Information lawsuit, number 1.15. Our Freedom of Information lawsuit, FOIA lawsuit, seeks all emails sent and received by Hillary Clinton and other records about her non-governmental email account. Earlier this year, Judicial Watch announced it received 756 pages of emails that were among the material Clinton tried to delete or destroy, several of which were classified and transmitted over her unsecure non-state government email system. This production was supposed to be the final production of Clinton emails. Judicial Watch estimated the FBI being only able to recover 5,000 of the 33,000 government emails Clinton removed and tried to destroy. The FBI uncovered 72,000 pages of documents Clinton attempted to delete or did not otherwise disclose. Now again, it appears the FBI has uncovered more Clinton email documents. You may recall last week, Judicial Watch released FBI emails showing the FBI's top lawyer gave deferential treatment to the attorney representing Hillary Clinton's top aides implicated in the mass deletion of Clinton's emails. So it is astonishing news that the FBI mysteriously found more Clinton emails. Were they on Anthony Weiner's laptop, at James Comey's house, or on Peter Strzok's cell phone? This disturbing development further highlights how the fix was in on the Clinton email scandal and why a criminal investigation needs to be reopened by Attorney General Barr. In the separate Judicial Watch Freedom of Information litigation, a federal court will soon rule on whether Hillary Clinton and her top aide, that must be Huma Abedin, Anthony Weiner's ex-wife, can be questioned under oath by our lawyers, meaning Judicial Watch's lawyers, about the email and Benghazi controversies. The court has already granted us additional discovery, says. Unbelievable. What a country we live in, right? I repeat, I want to trade California for Hong Kong. And as my fan Dennis says, let's throw in Macau in the deal. Because California ain't worth it anymore. Ain't even worth it. And by the way, the House Judiciary Committee, that's the Democrats under Jerry Nadler, announces four witnesses for the impeachment hearings, and not one of them has firsthand accounts of Trump's dealings with Ukraine and the Ukrainian president. It's the biggest witch hunt I've ever seen in my entire life. You know what? As I've said before, they should call Wayne Root, because I know more about Trump's conversation than any of these people do. War.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Wayne Root.